Gotrek and Felix, Curse of the Ever-Living, by David Gaimer. Performed by Gareth Armstrong, Chris Fairbank, Jonathan Keeble, and David Timpson. Produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library. Felix angled his face from the wind and narrowed his eyes, holding up a hand to shield himself from the grape-shot hail and sleet. The snow was falling thick and hard, whipped up into swirling eddies by the howling gale before lashing spitefully back at him.
Gotrek!
He blinked hard, spluttering as a fresh gust blasted his cheeks. The troll slayer had been right there, not 10 paces ahead. But the moment the blizzard had struck, it was as if the dwarf had simply vanished. Felix had screamed until his throat burned, for all the good it had done him. He tried again anyway, shouting his companion's name into the storm.
Gotrek, where are you?
He turned on the spot, feeling panic rise. It was like a directionless maze of formless white, and it would be easy for him to lose his bearings. Quickly, he spun around, stooping into the wind as he staggered on. His eyes focused on a dark shape as it emerged from the snowstorm, and he stumbled towards it.
Thanks, Sigmar. We need shelter, Gotrek. We can't stay out here in this.
The shape remained motionless. Its stillness was unnatural, its body becoming steadily buried in snow. It was not the Slayer. That much was clear. It was a statue of a man, kneeling with its face lifted to the sky in prayer. Something in its aspect chilled him even more than the harsh winds, but he tried to set the feeling aside. Not even in the desolate wilds of Kislev did statues appear in the middle of nowhere. It meant people, and hopefully shelter. He placed a hand on the statue's icy shoulder, using its support to rest his legs as he cast his eyes about for the Slayer once again. He snatched his hand from the statue, staring at it as he tried to make sense of what he had just felt. That had not been the touch of stone. With a grim sense of foreboding, he reached out and worked to brush away the snow from the shape's forehead.
Oh, by Sigmar!
Even half prepared, he couldn't hold back a cry of horror as he swept away a layer of frost to reveal a pair of dull green eyes staring out from that upturned face. He shook his head at the sorry sight. A frozen corpse. The whites of the eyes were cracked and dry, faded with the departure of the man's soul.
There's another one over here, manling!
Felix bit down on his lip to swallow a curse.
Don't sneak up on me like that. Where have you been anyway? You set the map pointed in this direction.
The dwarf didn't respond, forging through the snow like a barge through pack ice. Small icicles sprouted from the frosted gold of his nose chain, and the blizzard had left his bright crest of hair flattened and sodden, running orange dye smearing the swirling tattoos on his forehead. His immense battle axe rested lightly across one hugely muscled shoulder. The glowing runes of its silver-blue blade painted the falling snow like a bloody halo. The Slayer's bare torso was goosebumped. A thick squirrel-hide scarf wrapped beneath the beard, his one concession to the harsh demands of a Kislevite winter. Gotrek paused to examine the frozen figure.
Same clothes.
Felix craned forward to see for himself. By the look of his attire, the man might have been some kind of knight or warrior priest. He was garbed in crimson robes, cinched at the waist with a silver chain, and worn over an armored suit of interlocking white scales. His most striking feature, however, had to be his age. He was old, very old. Deep lines frozen for eternity into hard flesh, arms and chest withered by time. Gotrek stepped away, clapping snow from his ham-like fists.
I don't like this, manling. I don't like this one bit.
A sudden rush of wind tore any reply from Felix's lips, sodden shanks of filthy blonde hair slapping at his cheeks as he hunched low. He choked as his cloak snatched and fought at his collar. As the wind subsided, he straightened and grinned. The sudden gale had parted the snow to grant them a momentary glimpse of a squat, black-walled castle crouched atop a nearby hill, before the blizzard swept over them again.
Gotrek! We're saved!
Gotrek turned and peered through the flurry with his one good eye, as if the wall of snow were no barrier to his dwarfish vision. He shrugged.
If you say so, manling.